The Red Sox are scheduled to begin their new season in just a few hours. They'll be hosting the Baltimore Orioles at Fenway, and there are a few new faces and some new rules in the game this year. For a season preview, we're joined by Chad Finn from the Boston Globe. Good morning.
Good morning. It sounds like they should have it's a whole new ball game slogan or something like that this season.
One of the biggest new names on the team is a player from Japan. Tell us about him.
Yes, Masataka Yoshida. He's a left fielder, came over from Japan in the offseason. The Red Sox got him immediately when he became available in free agency because they outbid every other major league team by a great amount of money. So he signed right away. There was some skepticism coming into spring training about his ability level, whether he was going to be able to adjust to the major leagues. But he's been fantastic in the spring and was just outstanding in the World Baseball Classic for Japan, who won the tournament. So there's a lot of hope around him now that he can really be a big contributor and a popular player this season.
Who else should we be looking out for?
Rookie first baseman Tristan Casas is really exciting. He's kind of a quirky personality, paints his fingernails. Last time I saw him, they were painted red, so that seems fitting. He's a big guy, has home run power, so he could be a productive player right away. And because of his personality, should be somebody that Red Sox fans really fall for as long as he's doing the job.
And we mentioned new rules. The biggest one is the pitch clock, right? It'll force pitchers to move faster. What do you think of this? And what's the reaction been?
I think it's about as close to unanimous as you can get with anything having to do with baseball. Broadcasters, players, managers, fans love it because it takes all the wasted time out of games that had just gotten out of hand, where a pitcher would throw a pitch, batter steps out of the batter's box, adjusts all his gear, gets back in 10 seconds later. The pitcher takes forever to get his signal from the catcher. That takes another 15, 20 seconds. Well, the pitch clock now, you have 20 seconds between pitches. A hitter has to be ready to go at 8 seconds on that clock. So it's just eliminated all the downtime right away. And it's made the game much faster paced, much more exciting. And the biggest complaint I've heard about it is that they should have done it 10 years ago.
What about some other rule changes?
Well, they made the bases bigger. They call them pizza boxes now, and they are almost exactly. It's a large pizza now. It used to be maybe a small 12-inch pizza. So that should enhance stolen bases, which is kind of an element that's gone out of the game as baseball has become more analytics-oriented, math-oriented. That should bring that element of the game back. And again, another way of making it more fun than it has been the last few years.
So the Red Sox finished in last place last year. So you sound a little hopeful that it might be better this year.
I think the feeling at the end of spring training was a lot better than it was at the beginning. They lost Xander Bogaerts in free agency, a really popular, productive Red Sox player, had been here since 2013. So there was a little bit of disappointment going into camp that he wasn't here. But as you get to see some of the new guys, Yoshida and Casas, and see that pitcher Chris Sale looks healthy for the first time in almost 5 years, the optimism is a little bit higher now than it was when they first arrived. And I think they're going to be better than a 500 team. I don't know how much better, but they should be pretty decent, pretty fun to watch.
Chad Finn is a sports columnist with the Boston Globe, as well as editor of the new book called The Boston Globe Story of the Red Sox. Thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.